excuse me. I'm adding to this thing. I'm going to change the topic now to the coronavirus, which I just read that Governor Cuomo has declared a state of emergency in New York, in the state of New York, because of 76 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. And I'm not sure if there are any dead, but he has declared a state of emergency to try to keep this thing from going. It's spreading. It's worldwide. It's a pandemic. It's an actual pandemic. So, I in New Jersey is considering, they're thinking of homeschooling through teaching the children through the internet, the high school that my oldest grandchildren go to, the twins go to, they all the students have computers, so they'll be teaching classes through homeschool through the computers. And Governor Murphy and the State of New Jersey Department of Education has told the school districts, the district leaders of the school, to be prepared to do online schooling. And the online schooling, the classes on online schooling will count towards the 180 days that students must be in school in order to be passed on to the next grade. All students should have 180 days. And being that we've had such a mild winter with not a lot of snow, the children probably would have gone out the first or second week in June. So, because of this coronavirus, I'm not sure when they're going to get out now. My granddaughters are seniors in high school. They're supposed to graduate in June. So, this is crazy. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, please, please be careful with this coronavirus thing. Here's a few tips. I've gone on Amazon trying to get the Lysol wipes or the Clorox wipes, but they're all sold out. Amazon has put up a notice saying they're all out of the wipes. They're all out of Lysol. They don't have any, and they don't know when or if they're going to get any more stock in. So believe me, this thing is serious. It's very, very serious. And here's a few things I learned. I looked on a Clorox bottle where they say that there's the coronavirus can be cured by not cured, but can be the germs can be killed by using bleach, Clorox bleach. So if you can't get any Lysol wipes or anything, any type of Lysol wipes or anything, you can use bleach and water. And here's another suggestion if you have to travel. I need to travel to New Jersey, to Paterson, New Jersey, which is about 20 minutes away from Midtown Manhattan. But the problem is, the only way I can get from where I am, which is Philadelphia, I can get to New Jersey without going through Port Authority as if I'm in a car. Right now, my car is broken. I do drive, but my car is broken. It's not fixed. So I would have to go into, leave Pennsylvania, go into Port Authority, and take a bus straight through. Being that my hometown is actually very close to New York, excuse me, the epicenter of this, it's at least 100, I mean, excuse me, not 100, I'm not trying to, there's some confirmed cases, and there's one in New Jersey. They're doing it in Hackensack Hospital. But like I said, the governor and people from the Department of Education are monitoring this situation, and they're thinking of letting the kids homeschool, especially with these little kids. They don't understand, and they don't understand and they touch each other. But as far as I know, there have been no reports of children, young children, coming down with this disease, you know, coming down with the disease. But at the rate this virus is going, it could change up on any given time or place. Oh, excuse me. I'm in the house, y'all. But, yeah, so they're being very, very cautious with this. And like I said, New Jersey, they have cases of it. And I know one in Hackensack, at Hackensack Hospital in Hackensack, New Jersey, they have a case. And there supposedly is a case in Patterson at St. Joseph's Hospital. But the hospital and, you know, the doctors are denying that they have it. But that could just be, they could be just saying that to keep the people from panicking. But the coronavirus, and being that the distance between Patterson, New Jersey, and Midtown Manhattan, 42nd Street, is like a 20-minute thing, maybe 30, depending on how busy the traffic is and whatever. So if it's in New York, it's bound to come to New Jersey full-blown, because a lot of people from New Jersey work in New York. So it's just crazy. And I called the Amazon and they have nothing available. I need to order this bleach and pay for it. But that's it with the coronavirus. What I'm going to do is get one of those little spray bottles that they have for the ladies when they spray your hair, when you're in the laundry, they want to wet your hair, when they're doing a roller set on you. And I'm going to fill it up with some bleaching water and some soap. And because I have to go into New York to get to New Jersey, to Patterson, New Jersey, where I'm going, because the bus from Port Authority goes straight there. It leads me straight to the bus terminal in Patterson. So I'm good. I don't have to spend no extra money. But anyway, I'm, you know, so I'm going to bring that. I have masks because in the summer, people cut their grass and the pollen is flying. So I always cover my nose and stuff. So I have masks. I don't really have any, any Lysol, but I do have bleach. So I'm going to make up my own little travel kit and I'm going to take it from there, because I'm going to use the kiosk. Sometimes if they're after lunch, they tell you to use the kiosk. And so many people come through the Port of Authority. And what a lot, I think people don't understand the name of it and why it's named that. But what it is people don't know that the Holland and the Lincoln Tunnel, half of the tunnels are in New Jersey and one half of it is in New Jersey and the other half is in New York. So they both states, New York and New Jersey, jointly, you know, maintain the tunnels, because on the Jersey side, you enter on the Jersey side and you come out on the New York side. And another thing I don't think a lot of people know is that when you go into the tunnel, it seems like you're riding smooth, but you're actually going under the Hudson River, because the men have burrowed down, and it's just crazy. Take my word for it. And anybody else's, you can look it up, because they're under the Hudson River. If it wasn't for the Hudson River, there would be a straight shot from New Jersey to New York. It's crazy. So people everywhere, please be careful. This coronavirus is not a joke. I heard someone say Obama started it. That's a lie, but we're not even going to get caught up in the lies that people tell. What I'm saying to you guys is be very, very careful when you go out. Be careful who you sit next to. Be careful who sneezes your way. Just be careful until they get this thing under control. It's, you know, it's a pandemic. I never thought I would see a pandemic. I've heard of them. And I've heard of the flu killing back in the early 1900s of people getting the flu and dying from the flu. But this is worse than the ordinary flu from what I'm reading. And I have pretty good comprehension and understanding of what is said and what I read. So I'm getting bad vibes from this because the doctors are saying, oh, there's nothing to worry about. There's no cases. It's not true. Patterson doesn't have any. But what I'm saying is, it's bound to come. It's bound to come because, it's just crazy. China knew they had this problem and they did nothing with it. But what a lot of people don't understand about China is China is overly populated. I mean, overly, they don't have enough space for the people they have because there are actually Chinese people who are living like in cargo containers and things, like little rooms that are smaller than a prison jail cell. If you can imagine that, something being smaller than a prison cell, it is what it is. But we all got to be careful. We all got to just pray and ask God to protect us because this virus ain't going away no time soon. Nope, not going away no time soon. It's really not. So, got to stay woke, folks. Stay woke. I'm going to leave now and everybody have a good rest of the day. Bye now. Yep. This is crazy, this virus. I'm coming back at you again because I can understand the seriousness of this coronavirus situation. And I've been noticing, because I'm a history buff, I'm an info buff, I love information. But what I found out was that, they've been using, the virus is out there, people don't even know they've been in contact. And this has been going on for a while, so there's no telling how far this thing goes. It really isn't. And my thing is, China knew that they were having this problem, and they didn't tell the world. And people were going there. They didn't tell the world. And they knew it. And that's my biggest peeve I have with this whole thing. Because they traveled, and this is what you need a travel ban on. And I will hear Donald Trump calling for how to ban nobody. So, like I said, y'all be careful. Especially with these kids. Please be careful with the kids. And make sure the kids are dressed properly for the weather. Okay, I'm going to have to go now, but remember, cover yourself and protect yourself from this guy. Okay, this guy. Oh, here's something else somebody told me, and for me, it's totally impossible to do. I was told that, I lost my train of thought for a minute. But, people are really, they're really questioning this thing. But, they're saying, some idiot said that Barack Obama set the coronavirus out on people. You hear all kind of folks. But anyway, people, please, please be careful. Please keep your hands washed. Don't come in body contact with anyone. And make sure that your little ones, even your kindergarten, first grade children, know what they're supposed to do. Have hand sanitizer when they touch. Have a plastic, Lord, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Have a plastic case to put, you know, little stuff like what that you're going to need. So when you travel, you'll be able to wipe these things down. When you go to kiosks, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put one of those little things and I'm going to spray. When I have to touch the kiosk, I'm going to have a cloth with a little soap and water in the bleach, and I'm going to wipe it down, and I'm going to spray bottle it and wipe it down. And I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to wear gloves all through it because I'm going to be touching things. I'm wholeheartedly going to be touching things. And I went through it last week, last Thursday. It's been a week, and I don't have a fever. I have a cold coming. But I actually don't have anything, so far I think I'm good. But anyway, I have to come to New Jersey, and the only way you can get to New Jersey, well, by bus. I'll take the bus into New York, into Port Authority, and I will get on a bus that will carry me directly to Patterson. But I'm also going to be covered. I'm going to be, you know, have the face mask on, the whatever, I'm going to protect myself from it. So everyone, be careful, please. Have a good day.